ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ओके, सो वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस अबाउट पंचकोश। दिस इज कोश मींस लेयर्स, पंच मींस फाइव। सो वी हैव फाइव लेयर्स around us, and you can't see it, but if you're wise you can feel it. So what do we mean by that? So panchakosh, this concept is it's there in one of the 12 principal Upanishads by the name Taittiriya Upanishad, and it is famous concept in Upanishads, and it's very important to understand. So these layers are invisible layers, first of all, and but we are all somewhere in these layers. And what do I mean? You will understand as the lecture proceeds. The point is that we are having these, or you can call it as layers, or you can call it as conceptions. We have five different conceptions or perspectives to perceive this material world. So you can divide people into Indian, American, Chinese or something, but Upanishads don't divide humanity like that, humans like that. According to Upanishads, people are divided through their levels, they're categorized according to their perspective, or according to their consciousness. So we are five type of people who are at different levels of consciousness, and the first level of consciousness is called as Annamaya Kosh. So Annamaya Kosh means. So Anna means basically food, and 99% people in this world are at this level of consciousness. So if you go to any spiritual traditional university, in the form, it will be written your name, your address, and your level of consciousness. And they'll not ask you you're Chinese or American or whatever. They'll identify you according to level of consciousness. So the first, this is Annamaya. 99% people believe in food. Food means not only food. Food means food for eyes, food for ears, food for tongue, food for the senses, sense objects. According to Vedic philosophy, food means anything which you intake through the senses, that is food. For example, food for eyes is the objects you see. Food for tongue is food, of course. Food for ears is sound, music, entertainment. Food for skin is soft touch, woman, or something like this. So that's called food. The definition of food according to Upanishads is different. And it makes sense, no? Whatever you put inside your body through these gates, that is food. Simple. So 98% of people believe their consciousness is Annamaya. They believe that we are living, life exists for food. That's all. We are living for food. That's Annamaya. So when we are child is always thinking of food. Just eating, that's all. When you grow as an adult, your categories of food increase, isn't it? You want to eat, you want to see nice things, you want to hear entertainment, you want to touch. So your dimensions, your paradigm of Annamaya Kosh slowly widens, and you get trapped in that. This is a lowermost consciousness. According to Upanishads, animals are mostly on this level. animals. Animals live on this level of consciousness. But then, the next level of consciousness is pranamaya consciousness. Pranamaya kosh. Few people out of... So most people live for enjoyment. Food, television, sex, entertainment, music, that's all. Finished. That's it to life. Finish. But this doesn't satisfy. Problem is, this doesn't satisfy. This might give you enjoyment for some time, but this doesn't satisfy. So some intelligent people, they go to a little they go to a higher level of consciousness, that is pranamaya consciousness, and or pranamaya kosh. And this kosh, at this level, people believe in security. So few intelligent people, they think, well, you know, we are after food, we are after sense objects, we are after music, we are after this, so many things, this, so and things. But what about, but they have a fear of losing them, isn't it? All these objects, or fear of not attaining them. So they slowly, few people, they get frustrated, or most of the people are frustrated, and they feel insecurity. I'm insecure. The greatest problem of this world today is insecurity. People are insecure. Insecure relationships, insecurity for money, insecurity for knowledge, insecurity for their own personality. They're insecure. So they think, well, you know, let's not be after annamaya kosh, let's not be after just focus on food and objects. Let's shift our focus on security. Let's make ourselves secure. That is the next level of consciousness, pranamaya consciousness. So, animals, they want to make themselves secure by barking or by attacking. Humans have another system of security, money. The more money you have, the more security, the more secure you are. At least according to people who are at this level. So people at this level, they focus on accumulating money. Let's earn money as much as possible. Because the more money you have, the more food you can buy, more items you can take, and the more secure you are. If you lose, you buy again. If you don't have, you get one. Simple. So focus is shifting. Their focus is now on money, isn't it? And for money, they take education and whatever they want to do. And their focus is money. This is pranamaya consciousness. But there's a problem here. When people are after money, money and money and money, money doesn't give satisfaction, no? The more the money, one philosopher has said, the more the money you have, the more mouths you have to feed. The more mouths are there to feed. The more the money, the more anxieties and tension. You have anxiety to earn that money. You have anxiety to keep that money. You have anxiety to earn yet more money. Money is like that. Money is intoxicating. It never satisfies. If you have $1 billion, you might think, you know, I will earn $2 billion and I'll be that's it. But when you earn $2 billion, you will think, let me have $4 billion, let me increase. So that's called pranamaya consciousness. So few people they come to realize, my God, I am earning money for security, but I'm becoming more insecure. My friends are becoming my enemies. Isn't it? That happens. The more the money, the more lonely you are. Because then people will start loving your money rather than you. When you are poor, people love you. People love the person. When you are rich, people forget the person and start loving his money. So few people, they are intelligent. They think, my God, this is nonsense. You can't eat money. Money, and it creates so much problem. After all, at the end of the day, even if you're a billion, even if you're a trillionaire, you will eat some food and you have some place for, you want to sleep peacefully. But most of these people who have so much money, they can't even sleep. They have so much tension and anxieties. So next level of consciousness is manomaya consciousness. Few intelligent people, they think, my God, what's the use of money if it ends in so much frustration, so much anxieties? Money can buy some enjoyment, some flickering enjoyment, some shopping mall, some food, some items, but money cannot buy satisfaction and peace. Money cannot do that. So next level of consciousness is manomaya consciousness. So these people say, you know, let's enjoy life. Why to be after money? After all, after earning money, I will enjoy. I want to be happy. I want to feel satisfied. So let me do something which makes me satisfied. Let me not run after money and no satisfaction. No peace. Some thrill might be there, but no peace, no satisfaction. So, manomaya, at this level, people focus on fine arts. Music, painting, beauty. They after beauty. And then they feel satisfied. It gives satisfaction, isn't it? They feel satisfied. Mostly all these musicians, painters and dancers. Mostly if you see, they're not after money, isn't it? They're after their own arts. And they're absorbed in their art. And they're absorbed in the beauty. All this fine art means beauty. They're trying to find beauty in music, in arts. And they feel satisfied. Poets, writers, they might be poor, but they're rich in satisfaction and peace, isn't it? So that is a higher level of consciousness, manomaya. And then the last level of consciousness is, second last, is vijnanamaya consciousness. So few intelligent people out of them, they think, my God, well, we are satisfied, we are happy, but let's also try to understand behind this beauty of nature, of this cosmos, what is the science? What are the laws? So this is vijnanamaya consciousness. Let's not just appreciate beauty, but let's try to understand what makes this beauty beautiful. That is vijnanamaya. So vijnanamaya consciousness, so scientists, philosophers, they are at this level. They are at this level of consciousness. Their focus shifts from beauty to secrets, to laws, to mechanism behind that beauty. They want to understand that. And the last level of consciousness is anandamaya consciousness. So you see, whatever any person is doing, even manomaya, pranamaya, vijnanamaya, everybody is after what? Satisfaction, peace, happiness and enjoyment, isn't it? Everybody is after all these things. Ultimately, we want that. So, last level of consciousness, few people, they understand. Fine, aim is not money. Aim is, goal of life is not food. It's not even beauty. It's not secrets. It's not mechanism. It is to become satisfied and happy. All these people are trying to find happiness and satisfaction in their fields, on their level of consciousness. But they are unable to do so. Because in the end, everything becomes boring. So, few people who are most intelligent, then they try to find that after attaining nothing else remains to be achieved. They focus their attention on pure satisfaction, bliss and happiness. Let's try to search where we can find pure bliss, happiness and satisfaction. Let's not try to find happiness in some field, in some branch of knowledge. Let's try to find unalloyed happiness. And these people, after their research, they come to this conclusion that the only way to be fully satisfied and happy, pure joy, pure experience, that's in God. That's in God. So last level of consciousness is Anandamaya consciousness. Most developed, most blossomed consciousness, it is said. This is another term used in Upanishads. The term in Sanskrit is Mukulita consciousness, Mukulita Pragya, blossomed consciousness. It's like a flower blossoms. And then they understand, because God is defined in scriptures as Raso Vaisaha. He's condensed satisfaction and bliss. He is the bliss. He is the source of satisfaction. He is the reservoir of pleasure. So, why don't we get in touch with Him? Simple. So, these people who are at this level, they try to understand God, they try to achieve Him, and try to establish a relationship with Him, and experience pure satisfaction, happiness, and peace. This is the highest level of consciousness which any human can achieve, according to Taittiriya Upanishad, according to Vedanta philosophy. That's about various levels of consciousness. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions? Yeah.
So is there only devotees who are practicing Bhakti Yoga, they come to the platform of Anandamayi consciousness, or people who follow other paths and other practices?
Well, people who are in
system, they can also
people who are in search of God, who are in search of pure satisfaction, peace, spirituality, people who are spiritual, they are in search of pure bliss, satisfaction, happiness, they are at this level of Anandamaya Kosh. Of course, they might not come to the conclusion, but they are, at least they are on this level, somewhere on this level of Anandamaya Consciousness. They are in search of something which is pure joy, pure bliss. Spiritualist, but they don't know, of course, they might not know what is that something, but if they are in search of something which is divine, which is something pure bliss, then they are in this category of Anandamaya Consciousness. Their consciousness might mature or not, that's another point. It might lead them to perfection, that's another point. But then they are at this level.
Within these five levels, are there some sub-levels also?
They might be. It's complex. These are just broad categories. For example, Annamaya consciousness. For example, child. He's just after milk or something, food. Child is after Anna, food. But his Annamaya consciousness is quite restricted, isn't it? That was I was telling. When a child grows into adult, his Annamaya consciousness widens. He's not just focusing on food, eating food, but he's focusing on seeing, food of eyes, food of ears. And you grow a little more wise, more educated, then you also focusing on food for intellect, food for mind, all these things also. So it depends. There are many subcategories within these levels, but these are broad categories. That's all. So for example, if you have American, African, but within American, you know, there are many subcategories. You have North American, you have South American, you have Mexican, you have so many people like that. There are some broad categories.
And there can be some interlinkages among them?
Yeah, there are something. But then it becomes complex. So goal of life is Anandamaya consciousness. Below this is frustration. In the end. That's all. That's okay. Jai Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.